Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talking some baseball, so we bring in a guy that knows what to say about baseball. What's happening? 60 games. How crazy is it going to be? We talked to Mike Bordick, of course, with the Orioles. And Mike, how are you, first off?
Oh, I'm great, man. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good. And more importantly, how are those goats?
The goats are freaking obnoxious, man. Boy, all they want to do is freaking eat, bump heads. You go in there and they hit you in your shins. It's crazy. But they're fun. You know, they have great personalities. But they're a little bit insane, man. They're a lot like my six other kids.
Yeah, I can only imagine just seeing those. Like I told you, we have that little farm around my house, and sometimes the goats, and I guess, what are they, like Shetland ponies? Are those the smaller ones? They get out, and they're all over the place, and people are driving slow on the back roads here. It's like, what in the hell?
Nice.
And then they just, I guess, round them back up, and then they're ready to go and roll around. Yeah. Hey, one of the things we were talking about tonight, not to put you on the spot, we were talking about worst sports injuries that you've seen. Did you suffer any nasty injuries in all your years playing baseball or see anything that you're like, oh, my God, that was awful?
Yeah, well, I was pretty fortunate. I was able to avoid some serious injuries. I had a couple here and there, but the one I saw on the field that was probably the most shocking was when Moose took that line drive out of Sandy Alomar. Yeah, that was, I don't know, I just thought it was a career ender, and possibly even worse. It was just that bad, and it just looked terrible, too, right there on the field, you know, with all the blood, and, oh, it was nasty. Yeah, so that was a scary one. As far, you know, injuries are one thing, I think, that kind of happen in all sports, whenever you kind of put yourself out there and challenge yourself a little bit. But the ones that end up becoming, like, you know, borderline life and death type situations, like what Moose went through, those are the ones that make you just kind of step back and say, oh my gosh, how lucky are we, you know, just to be able to be healthy and play and do that. So
yeah
Moose, you know, was nasty. You remember that one for sure.
Oh yeah, no question. The blood was pouring everywhere. And you know, anytime I guess you see the line, a batter getting hit in the box, right, especially if it's up top. And then, of course, the line drives off the bat and seeing the injuries that happen. I saw, I want to say it was a Pirates pitcher, took a line drive off of his, it looked like his biceps. And you just, like, they show it to you in slow motion, and it just looks so bad when they do that and they slow everything down. And I had somebody text in the Jason Kendall injury, which was at first base when he was, I guess, running out an infield or a grounder. Maybe it was a bunt, knowing him. And he went to step on the base, and his ankle just completely imploded. And you just watch the bottom of his leg kind of hit the ground as his ankle completely rolled out from underneath him. And just heinous stuff. But that's what we're going to be talking about later. So I figured I'd bring it up to you since you played the game. You probably had a few of those. But, yeah, it's nobody likes to see it.
No. But it's funny you mentioned that with Kendall. One of, I think, my early opportunities to make it to the big leagues, Walt Weiss, kind of did that same thing at first base where he reached out, bang, bang, play, and he rolled his ankle, and his ankle dislocated. There was no breaks or anything, but it broke through his skin. So there was, like, it was bleeding. It was just, you know, I wasn't there to witness it, but, oh, it was a terrible injury.
Those are just, I mean, those are awful. Well, let's get to the game because, look, we're all happy that it's back. It's going to be 60 games. We had you on kind of talking about, are we going to play or are we not going to play? Your thoughts on a 60-game season, because this could be fun. it also could be a little weird, and I'm interested to see how teams use their pitching staffs. And hopefully, you know, knock on wood, we don't have any issues with the coronavirus moving forward.
Yeah, right. Now if everything goes, as planned, I think there's a lot of excitement. I think this is a new kind of unique opportunity. Obviously, just to actually have baseball on the horizon, you know, the hope of playing is now exciting in and of itself. But the fact that the game has changed a little bit, it's more of a sprint, obviously, as we've heard and been talking about, complete change, you know, from Major League Baseball, that it's really an endurance sport, and the cream typically will rise to the top. So, it's going to be, I think fun, bizarre, really interesting, because, you know, there's going to be some great players, potential Hall of Fame type players that just get off to a horrible start. And I'm talking, you know, struggling to hit like over 200. And I think the pitchers are going to be, even though, you know, they haven't got a lot of time for spring training and things like that, I just think the pitchers are going to be ahead of the hitters, and there's going to be a lot of slow starts here in the 60 games, and it could be potentially teams that have slow starts too, which could make it even more, you know, intriguing, I think, from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of where I'm at as well. Like, you know how, I mean, you played the game, so let's say you have a couple of games and all of a sudden you're 0-9, 0-12 in your last few games, the course of 162 games, maybe you press a little bit, but now you start looking at everything. Do you press even more then? And that's when you can fall into bad habits. And anytime you're going through one of those spells, you end up having bad luck, right? Where you hit it right on the button, you hit a great line drive and it's right at somebody, or somebody makes a phenomenal play in the outfield.
Yeah, I went through like 12 years of that. Anyway, yeah, you're right, man. And it can build up, and it's definitely going to be a mental challenge for these guys. But, you know, with everything else that goes, is going to be going on as well. So the mental game is definitely going to be tested. And, things can snowball in the wrong direction for sure. But on the other hand, things can go in a positive way in a hurry as well. And I'm saying guys could get off to great starts and just be like the greatest hitters we've ever seen for 2 months, you know, and they don't have the other 4 months to kind of balance themselves back off, because typically, you know, hitters have their good moments and then their down times, and they eventually find their level. And boy, if guys don't have time to recover, you know, just don't know where they're going to be. But so we're going to see a lot on both sides of it. And I think there's excitement too for the underdog teams. And of course the Orioles are in that type of situation, and I'm not going to blow some false hopes right here, but you just never know with this short, you know, season now. I mean, and I'm sure you've already alluded to this. If you went back and all of a sudden this year was last year, the Nationals wouldn't even have made the playoffs. You know, they started so slow. So you just never know. And I personally am excited about this. Yeah. I'd love to have 162 game season and have everything kind of regular, but, this is a really unique opportunity to make this interesting and I think attract some new fans, you know, to the game. So I'm glad they're playing, and hopefully they can pull it off the right way.
Talking to Mike Bordick here on 105.7 The Fan. All right, yeah, and you brought it up, like 60 games, anything can happen. The Orioles, I think, get the short end of the stick here, because we already know you're playing the AL East, but then you get the NL East, where I think four of those teams could make the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, when you look at a couple of those teams, and they're some of the best pitchers in all of the National League. So that's what you get to face. But look, you know, this is a chance for a lot of these young players to grow. And I think I brought this up to you last time. You know, people are asking what would be a successful season for the Orioles. I think it has more to do with growth of individual players, right, than necessarily team wins this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And how you handle that is going to be, unique, I think, to each team. The Orioles are obviously in a completely different type of situation as far as player development. So I think it's going to be really interesting what they do, you know, with the 60-man roster there, as far as who they're going to bring aboard, who they're going to keep healthy playing, try to develop in some capacity and be there as kind of like the taxi squad. So I think the Orioles are kind of be all in still on development and trying to do things the right way there. Yeah, if they get off to a great start, I mean, wouldn't that be exciting, right? I mean, to all of a sudden go into the second and final month of the season, with a hope of potentially making this to the postseason. And you don't know because, you know, you mentioned that there are so many teams in the American League East and the National League East that have dominant pitching. But are the starters going to be ready? Are the starters going to be able to go, you know, full go that first month? Heck no, they're not. So that's why they've got these expanded rosters. So there's just going to be an influx of pitching. And I think the team that gets a little bit creative in that regard, not saying you got to run a starter out there, not a starter, but an opener,
yeah.
You know, and then kind of have each game be a bullpen game. But there can definitely be some creativity involved and find ways to, you know, scratch out some wins here and there. But those teams with the big stacked rotations, man, that, you know, they're going to be challenged early as well.
What about some of the new rule enforcements? I mean, we talked about universal DH, but the runner on second base, when we get to extra innings, how do you feel about those?
I'm not a big fan of that runner on second base, but I will say this. This weekend I was at my 13-year-old's, he started his first tournament, and it was a tie ball game, they loaded the bases. And it was pretty interesting. And then the games kind of got late at night, so they shortened the games to 4 innings. So you could kind of feel that urgency, you know, and I think that's kind of the feeling that teams and players and fans are going to have, obviously, coming into this season. As far as the rules, like I said, I'm not a big fan of starting with the runner at second base. We'll see. And there again, it might be one of those situations. I think this is an opportunity for Major League Baseball and players to see if it works, you know? I mean, this is such a unique situation. And who knows? It might be the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know? We might all just sit back and say, wow, this is exciting, man. What have we been doing talking about, you know, last 100 years, not incorporating this? And there, too, it could attract, you know, new fans, which I think baseball needs. I think all sports need to kind of be intrigued in that way and kind of try to keep it fresh as much as we want to be the purists in the game and kind of carry on the tradition of our sports. You know, if there are opportunities, and I think this virus has kind of lent itself to be an opportunity for baseball to kind of reach out there and try some different things. So, you know, it's more of an experimental phase, and I think we'll find out after it's all said and done. But it could be pretty interesting.
So let me ask you about, you know, we talked about the coronavirus, the weird impact it could have on sports, meaning, you know, with baseball, if one singular position, and it's like, you know, in football, if you have your quarterback room and all of your quarterbacks end up with it, what the hell do they do then? You know, the same thing in baseball now, like if it hits a certain position, you're starting pitchers, whatever, the catchers, I mean, whatever it may be, and how it could have an effect and I know they're going to do all their testing and do their, you know, due diligence to make sure that they're being as safe as possible, but we all know there's nothing that's 100% outside of, you know, actually, you know, getting some sort of medicine that clears this up, and when we find out we're in the free, if there's a vaccination or something you can take. But what's your take on that, and just, you know, the protocol that everybody's going to have to go through?
Well, I think in setting your rosters. Because I think in a regular full season, when rosters are set, I think all organizations kind of get tested. You know, there's going to be injuries. There could be a flu bug that shoots through the organization. So you need that kind of depth. And I think when these teams kind of set their rosters, they kind of have to be thinking that, have some foresight and understand the potentials of what could happen. And now, obviously, if that happened to the Orioles, I don't think it would kind of blow this team right away. I think they would be able to make adjustments and continue that kind of player development theme. But if it does, and we hope it does happen to the Yankees or the Red Sox, you know, then they have to make their adjustments there. Now, I don't want anybody to get the virus, but, you know, so I just think teams have to prepare for things like this and kind of set their rosters accordingly. And I think Major League Baseball has allowed players to really think that they will continue to do that throughout this. If something happens, man, and God forbid it does, but if it hits a team or two, you know, they're probably going to have to shut it down. So they're going to take every precaution they can to keep these players healthy. You know, fortunately, they all are young. They take care of themselves. So there are the health benefits there. But there's concern for sure. I know that some players have already come out and said that they don't want to take this chance, the risks, you know, of you know, it affecting their family or mm-hmm. even themselves, well, so which is understandable.
And that's what I was going to get to next, because I don't think these guys should get any criticism whatsoever, be it if you look at the NBA, a handful of players have already said, no, they're stepping away. They want to spend time with their family. They don't want any risk of catching anything. In Major League Baseball, we hit close to home here with Ryan Zimmerman probably being the biggest name, but Joe Ross also opting out of playing this season. And I don't think there should be any criticism of those guys.
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is a serious situation. You know, some of those guys, it's understandable that they have had service time. I think, you know, younger players are going to be a little bit more desperate to show themselves and think about, you know, next year. So, and I just feel that way, you know, unless you have, you know, tenure in the big leagues, there isn't that comfort factor. There's still some fear about the future. But I know if, you know, the guys that are stable financially and pretty well set, yeah, I think that's great. But I think there are a lot of players that are in different type of situations. And there are a lot of people, you know, in general, that are in different situations through all this. And they may have to get out there and take these extra chances. But I guarantee you that Major League Baseball will not let these players get out there on the field or into these stadiums if they have not followed the proper protocol and they're as safe as possible. So I'm not extremely concerned about that, because I just feel like the protocols are going to be in place. And I'm like you. Hey, if they feel there's a fear of you know, a risk of catching this and you know, you don't know what's happening in their family as well. There could be somebody that has a, you know, an issue at home, whether
that's
be
Zimmerman's issue
problems.
With his mom. His mom has a, yeah. She's high risk. So,
well, there you go. There you mm-hmm. go. So you cannot, absolutely not, knock guys for doing this. This is all in the cause of health and wellness and trying to keep their family safe.
Hey, Bordy, last thing for you. How weird. We saw it here once with the Freddie Gray stuff that went on downtown and the Orioles played the White Sox. But for baseball players, how weird will it be with no fans?
Yeah, I think it's going to be weird. I think it's going to be challenging. But I also think that with this new kind of sense of urgency with the shortened season, that I think players are going to mentally kind of pull themselves together as soon as possible. And I think teams that kind of enter this shortened spring training are going to try to get players into the game frame of mind as soon as possible, and with hopes that players have done something and you know, and aren't going to come in like out of shape. I think they're going to try to start inter squad games as soon as possible and get these guys in that game frame of mind just so they're fresh and ready to go.
As Mike Bordick, appreciate your time as always, man. Hopefully we'll be talking about baseball next time we chat with you, actual games. It should be fun.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. Thanks, Jeremy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.